This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian, and once again, I get the opportunity to introduce you to one of our local regional products. That's Unicoi Preserves. And they are pretty new to Ingles. You can find them in the gourmet deli section near the, or I should say the deli section near the gourmet cheeses. And I have joining me by phone the owners, operators, founders of Unicoi Preserves, Clark and Susie Neal. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Leah. Doing good.
Hi, Leah. This is Susie.
Hey. Now, where are you all located?
We are located in Sawtee, Nacoochee, Georgia, which is in the northeast Georgia mountains. We're about 90 minutes north of Atlanta, just outside of the little town of Helen, Georgia.
Oh, that's such a pretty area down there. That's a beautiful area.
Yeah, we're blessed to live right in the middle of the mountains and Georgia's wine country.
Ah, is it starting to look a little like spring down there?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you got some things, some daffodils and things coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are coming around. Our grass is getting green, and the forest is starting to green up, and the wildflowers are popping up, too.
Nice. So let's get a little bit of a background on the two of you. Are you originally from Georgia, or are you transplants?
Well, Leah, I am originally from Georgia. I was born and raised in Albany, Georgia, in southwest Georgia. Fortunate enough to have moved to the mountains 8 years ago. Susie and I lived in Albany previously before we moved to the mountains, and we're fortunate enough to live and work where we like to play.
I bet. That's just a lovely area. And I guess your nearest, let's see, what would be your nearest Ingles to the Helen, Georgia area? Is it Blairsville?
It's Cleveland, Georgia.
Cleveland, Georgia. That's right. Okay, Cleveland. Got it. Because that's, Cleveland is where they do the, they have the doll repair. The doll company or something.
Yes, we are famous for Xavier Roberts' invention of the Cabbage Patch
Baby. That's it, Cabbage Patch Doll.
And it is a huge, beautiful facility that they have built. It's actually a hospital, and they deliver babies there every day.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. So how did you all get involved in Unicoi Preserves? Were you in the food business when you moved up to the Helen area?
No, I'll tell you the way we started really as we moved to a rural area and had access to farmers and farmers markets. We started to get to know the people that were providing our food for us. And we did a lot of freezer canning, I guess you'd call it, over the winter months. And my sister is a home canner. And she says, Susie, you're a good cook. You and Clark both. Y'all should try making some jams and jellies and pickles so that you have somewhere to put them besides your freezer.
Sure.
So we got into home canning. And next thing you know, we're selling our products at farmers markets. And the rest just kind of came about.
And so how long, when did you first start selling at the farmers markets? How long ago was that?
We've been selling products at farmers markets for 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
And we decided after we were having success with that and through the urging of family and friends, we thought we would try and see what we could do to make a business out of this.
I see. Okay.
So we went through the legal paperwork of, you know, forming a company and getting tax ID numbers and all the stuff you have to do with the corporate stuff. Because Susie's the creative side, and I'm the business side kind of. I told her what all would have to take place for us to become a legitimate business, and she's like, oh, well, never mind. I said, no, I'll handle that. But, you know, so we decided we would try it, and we've had great success with using local ingredients to make our spreads, and we started off selling to regional specialty stores and things like that, and we kind of broadened our reach, and eventually we came to meet Ingles.
Yay.
And now y'all have us in four states.
That's exciting.
So it really is.
When you first started out and were kind of, I guess, as you said, Clark, you said Susie is really sort of the creative side of things. How did you decide to do, why did you decide to do spreads and not a jam or a jelly? Where did that come from?
Well, we actually called ourselves jellies and did not learn that we were actually a spread until we were working. We have our products made for us by a co-packer. So there are recipes, but we work with them to scale them up
sure.
to a production batch, and they have the commercial facilities to do that with. They do it in small batch by hand, just like we would at home, except they're in a certified FDA facility. So we don't have to worry about contamination and being able to sell direct and be on a supermarket shelf without any worries. So as we were working with our co-packer on recipe development and transitioning from our home recipes to what we needed to do for our commercial product, they checked the Brix level, which is the level of sugar that's
sure.
in your product.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure, one, that it was safe, that we had enough, the pH levels and things like that were safe for it to be shelf stable. And two, to see what our Brix level was, to see what we could call ourselves. The FDA actually regulates what your product can be called based on the Brix level.
Okay.
So they tested it, and they looked at us and said, "You're not a jelly." And we both looked at each other and said, "We're not a jelly. We look like a jelly. We taste like a jelly. What are we?" He said, "Well, you're actually too low in sugar to be called a jelly."
Interesting.
So you can be a spread or a butter would be the terms that the FDA would allow you to call your product. He said, "You've got two options. You can either call yourself a spread, or you can increase your sugar level up enough to where you can be called a jelly."
Interesting.
We did not want to add sugar to our already great-tasting recipes just to be able to call ourselves a jelly.
Sure.
So we shifted gears, and that's why on our label you will see us as a spread and not a jelly. But
interesting.
We are classified in a, you know, in the jelly category, but we're just not high enough in sugar to be called
interesting. Yep. So I want to make sure we're gonna talk more about what kind of flavors you can find at Ingles. Here's their website, folks. It's unicoypreserves.com, and you can learn more about the company. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian. I'm having a great conversation with the owners of Unicoy Preserves. It's Clark and Susie Neal. I want to mention that you'll be able to meet them at our booth at the Mother Earth News Fair that's coming up April 9th and 10th at the North Carolina Ag Center. And we're booths 2421 and 2422. And Unicoy Preserves will be there along with a number of other of our local vendors throughout the weekend. But it's a great opportunity for you to say hello to these folks and find out a little bit more about their products, how they make them, where they source their ingredients from, and of course, to taste them. Because Clark, well, I'm going to direct this question to Susie. Susie, I'm looking at the website, unicoypreserves.com, and the information about the different flavors you have is like mouthwatering. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So let's go through the four different spreads that you have, and these are available at Ingles. And tell us a little bit about the spread, what you would use it for, and what the ingredients are.
We started out, Leah, first off, we believe in eating local to us foods. So what you're going to find when you see a Unicoy Preserves product on the shelf, you are eating with things that are grown here in our region.
Okay.
The first two products we came out with, we started developing our recipes in the winter months. And since we live in the middle of Georgia wine country, we wanted to showcase the things that are grown here in the different vineyards. And our vineyard spread product is actually Chamberson, which is a French-American hybrid grape.
Mm-hmm.
that grows right here. Our county in Georgia is White County, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually is grown right here where we live. So we started out with Vineyard Spread, which has notes of grape and wine to it, because we actually source it from a local winery.
Oh, nice.
So that one is really nice with specialty cheeses like you would find in the Ingles Deli. And I've made some puff pastry over the holiday months with brie and that and some pecans.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
So that was our first one. And Clark, I'm going to let you tell them about our other second product. We came out with two initially.
Well, our second product was our Georgia apple cider pepper spread, and it happened to be fall harvest, and you think of fall in the mountains, and you can't hardly drive anywhere without seeing an apple stand or someone selling cider on the side of the road or out of their orchard. So we used local apple cider, and I grew up eating pepper jelly. My dad was a big fan of pepper jelly, so it, traditional pepper jelly with cream cheese and crackers was always an appetizer at our house growing up. So I wanted to make a pepper jelly, and we experimented with local apple cider, and actually that became a really big hit. We wound up, that was entered at the 2015 Flavor of Georgia contest, and we were a finalist with that product at that competition. So we were very excited about that we got showcased.
That's great. Congratulations.
Flavor of Georgia.
Yeah.
Thank you. But so that was our second product that we came out with. So we had a sweet jelly and a pepper jelly to start. And then I'm going to let Susie tell you about the other products that came about after we made those two.
We enjoy getting out and sampling and letting people taste our product. So what we were seeing, Leah, we'd be out sampling. People would love the vineyard spread. They'd love the pepper jelly. And you'd get some people that would say, well, the pepper jelly is good, but I just wish it was spicier.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't want to change our recipe because we liked it. It was popular. So it was time for a third product. And that's how Vineyard Fire came along. And Vineyard Fire is vineyard spread, but with jalapenos.
Oh, a little kick.
Yes, a little kick. And it's a little kickier, is that a word? It's got a little bit more heat than the apple cider pepper spread,
mm-hmm.
but it's not so much that it's going to blow your palate. All of our spreads are appetizers. It's the first course, and we don't want anything to get in the way of the rest of your meal, because if you've ever eaten something that's so spicy, that's just not the way you want to start your meal.
Yeah, it kind of ruins your taste buds for the rest of the meal. I agree. Yeah.
Exactly. So we pumped up the heat a little bit, and we've had some different chefs and wine dinners up here where they've used that with goat cheese.
Mm.
And there was somebody that did a grilled portobello mushroom,
mm-hmm.
topped with goat cheese, and a little finish of the Vineyard Fire.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was super yummy. It was good.
Well, I especially want to mention the last offering that you have, the salted caramel peach spread, because I did have that on Your Carolina a few weeks ago. And I know Megan Heidelberg and Jack Roper really liked it. I just picked it up because I thought it was really unusual. I'd never seen anything like that, salted caramel peach spread. So where did that come from? And tell everybody a little bit about that one.
That's a good story because it's where Susie stayed true to herself, even though I told her no. but I'll let her tell that story as well. That's a cute story.
We do events with Georgia Grown here, and we were down at the Macon State Farmers Market last spring when the peaches were just starting to come in. And towards the end of the day, there was a farmer there, and he had not sold all of his big bushels of peaches. And so my friend Abby Jackson was there.
Mm-hmm.
She's got Abby's Black Hawk Salsa that's also at Ingles.
Mm-hmm.
So Abby J was there, set up at her booth right next to us. And she came back with a case of peaches and said, Susie, you should go get some of those peaches. They're only $10. So I went over there, and Clark the whole time is saying, don't you go get those peaches. We don't have any room in the car for that case of peaches.
Right.
But part of the reason, I think, was he didn't want to have to peel them.
Right, exactly. It is a little bit of work. But I love the idea. We're running out of time in this segment, so maybe we'll save more description of the salted caramel peach spread to the next segment. I want to make sure we mention the fact that Unicoi Preserves has a website, unicoipreserves.com. You all are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, right?
Yes. Yes, we're on all three, and it's a fun way to show different things. We don't post the same content on each platform. We like to keep it fresh.
Great.
So check us out on all three.
Okay.
And you can find all of our sites. There's links to that off of our website, to all of our social media.
Perfect.
Sites.
Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Hour. We're talking with Unicoi Preserves about their spreads. I'm going to save this one until so we can spend extra time on it, the salted caramel peach spread. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Hour. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian. Once again, we're talking with some local folks who have come up with some really lovely spreads that you can find in the Ingles Deli section right near, it's actually perfect placement, right near our gourmet cheeses, because for most of these spreads, they'd work great with some of the soft cheeses, like a brie cheese would be amazing, or a goat cheese. And so Clark and Susie Mitchell have been talking to us, Neil have been talking to us about the different flavors they have, and we're saving the best one for last, so we want to spend a little extra time on it. It's the salted caramel peach spread. Okay, so who's taking this one? Who's gonna make our mouths water describing this one?
Well, I'll take a shot at it. The salted caramel peach, we wanted to play with some of the flavors that are kind of popular in food trends right now. And you keep seeing sea salt caramel and things like that pop up in all sorts of foods. And we wanted to work with flavors that actually highlighted the peach flavor to help kind of bring out the peachiness, but not necessarily make it overly sweet. We found by playing around with different ingredients after I peeled all of those peaches we talked about earlier,
right.
And they were early peaches, so they were clingstone peaches. They were a little bare to get through. But anyway, we wound up experimenting with recipes, and we just decided to throw some stuff at it, and it stuck. We tasted several other flavor combinations, and we kept coming back to this one as the one we really liked, and then we always go out and recruit our friends and family to be our taste panel, and they were like, oh, man, this might be your best one yet. As we were showcasing all of our and getting our other ones to market, they tasted lots of jellies, and they finally said, those are good enough. Just take them. Take them and produce them and quit bringing us jelly to taste. But the salted caramel peach, nobody ever said that they were tired of that one. They were always wanting more of that. And so we knew we had a special flavor combination there, and I think it does pair very well with not only specialty cheeses. It loves soft cheeses like brie. It also loves grilled meats.
Okay.
So I've thought outside of the box, and we always look for unique ways to use our spreads. We use flatbread pizzas that we get
in
the Ingles Deli. We get the Stonefire flatbread pizza crust, and we'll top them with our spreads and put interesting ingredients on that. So we make a pizza out of that, out of using jelly, and people are spreads. And look, people say, that's kind of weird, but then they taste it, and they say, well, it really works.
Oh, I can totally see that. I could see that with maybe some walnuts, and I think that would be delicious. When I thought about it, when I had it on your Carolina, I thought about it on pork tenderloin. It would be because pork loves like a little bit of sweet and salty. It would work really well with that, I think, as well.
Yeah, we made a pizza over the weekend where I used I diced up a little bit of a fresh ham and sauteed that with our peach, some fresh rosemary, and some red pepper flakes, and then that was a topping on top of the peach.
Boy, that sounds delicious. So what's next for you all, Darby? Can you kind of tease us with a little bit of any ideas that you have floating around for different offerings?
Oh, we have got two or three different things going right now, and we are working with things that grow in our region.
Okay.
So you're not going to see anything like cranberry or pineapple or mango. We like all those flavors, but we try to cut down on our food miles.
Sure.
So we're trying to cook with what's grown in the mountains.
Mm.
Now, if y'all think about what's coming up this spring.
Ooh, so we could have some, we could maybe see something with some berries in it would be kind of nice. Ooh.
They grow in the mountains.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting. Now, well, tell us a little bit. Now, how did you get into Ingalls? Like, how did that happen? Where'd that come from?
Well, I told you that we're friends with Abby Jackson.
Right.
And we participated with her Sequoia River Farmers Market last year.
Okay.
And as a result of that, she started a publication last year called Southern Farm and Garden. And she actually hosted a dinner at the Kurahi Club over in Toccoa. And Chef Lou was there from Ingalls.
Right.
As well as someone from your specialty cheese and deli area.
Uh-huh.
So they both got to taste salted caramel peach because we were there with our products. And we went out on the cheese board that Ingalls provided. So people were crazy about it, and next thing you know, we were at Black Mountain at the corporate office having a meeting. I couldn't believe it.
That's exciting. And how long ago was that?
That was back in October.
Oh, so not that long at all. That's great.
No, it was wonderful.
So we're hoping that, I know as people are listening to the show today, they're probably thinking, well, when am I going to get a chance to try these products and which Ingalls stores have them? So I know that how many of our stores are your products in now?
We're in about 50 stores now.
Okay.
Across the four states that y'all are in, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, and, of course, Georgia, and some of the larger markets. And I know we did a show in Greenville this
right.
past weekend with the Ingalls Markets kitchen,
right.
and we were not in the Greenville area, and I know several of the buyers were there from the local stores, and they called their associates and told them to get us in the store.
Ah, good.
So, Mike, if you're interested in our product and it's not in your store, take the time to ask them at the front desk if they would consider carrying it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, ask them at the front desk, or they can also contact customer service. It's 866-226-7168 and let them know that you're interested in having Unicoi preserves. And again, folks, if you're looking for them, they're not next to the grocery aisle near the other jams and jellies. They are in the deli section near the gourmet cheeses. Just some real interesting. I have tried the salted peach spread, but I'm going to have to go get some of the others to experiment with those as well. And like I mentioned, you're going to be able to find Unicoi preserves at our Mother Earth News Fair booth coming up April 9th and 10th. And you also might see them at some of our Taste of Local events as well. So watch for that. And be sure and follow them on Facebook, Twitter, their website, unicoipreserves.com. Clark and Susie Neal, thanks so much for joining us on the Ingalls Information Aisle.
Thank you, Leah.
Thanks for having us, Leah. Thank you.